December 6th, Zechariah 8, 7, 12, 13, 16, 22. Jesus says, as the Savior of the peoples, I cannot fail to be the Savior of my people. Mine because of the old law, mine because of the new law. In human terms, I emerged from that race, and if it has derided, denied, betrayed, and killed me, if it has done so with its soul weighed down, and enveloped by the magma of the sin which my blood does not wash away, since this race is a branch not wanting to engraft itself into the stock of the divine vine, it is no less true that I died for it too, and in regard to it, have the rights of a king, and the love of a creator. With harshness and ferocity the fathers, of those now living rejected the Eternal's gift and asked for my blood, to satisfy their hatred of truth. With patience, intelligence, strength, and goodness I will attract them to myself. Man's good or evil works always serve a supernatural purpose, for human wickedness is gathered in by God, and in contact with his hands turns into a tool for good. God leaves no stone unturned in his far-sighted action to reach the goal, which is to reunite humans in a single core for the last day, as from a single core they spread over the earth, dividing like rivulets overflowing from the cup of a fountain. The work has already begun, and the persecutors who harm and offend what is human do not know they are creating the great day of the Lord with their iniquities, when I shall gather together my immense flock at the foot of the cross like sheep gone astray, and shall rebaptize with the name of lambs, the children of the flock which was mine who have grown wild, expelling those who, under my sign, are the vipers and wolves of human society. When you are able to recognize me, and weep with a contrite heart, I will turn the age-old condemnation of you, the eyesights, into forgiveness and blessing, for I cannot forget the good done by your ancient patriarchs, who from the kingdom, pray for you in your wandering. Strip yourselves, then you as well, that were the first, to receive the law as a gift of what is displeasing to God. The same commands I give to those born to me from the mystical labor of the cross, are also given by me to you that have made the cross into a sacrilegious scaffold, and a source of condemnation for yourselves. Tell the truth, and serve the truth. Come to it. Beat your breasts for those who have mocked it and hope to kill it. They have killed themselves alone, for truth is immortal in its divine nature. Do not wrap yourselves in its colors for a human purpose. But, once you have approached it, love it as a bride you have now known. It is the one that must beget eternal life for you. But there can be no begetting, if two are not made a single reality, by pursuing not the pleasure of the senses, but holiness and purpose. Be honest and sincere with everyone and especially with God, whose eye drills into hearts and pierces right through them, and sees them as, or better than the manner in which, the scientist and the bacteriologist see the diseases consuming you, and the germs gnawing at you within your bodies. Apply love for truth in relationships with God and man. Do not betray. One of your race betrayed 20 centuries ago, instigated and followed by deceivers and the wicked. Remove that stain, which has been crushing you for centuries, by your just and loyal way of acting. In order to be loved, one must make oneself loved. You have forgotten this many, too many times. Love peace. It is the sign of Christ, whom your fathers killed, drawing down upon you the war which has no end, and with the pauses of a truce, explodes and reappears like an incurable disease in the earth's body, and gives you no safety or rest. You must now learn to love this peace so as to be able to belong to Christ, and thus end the eternal exodus of your race. Every clod of earth trembles under your feet and crushes you, as did your turf of old. But if I, the Lord of the world, extend my hand and open my mouth and say, enough, they are mine again, the earth can persecute you no longer. The supernatural curtains of heaven shall be over you for protection. Remember when I persecuted the powerful for your sake, I opened the sea. I made fountains flow forth in the aridity of the desert, and made food rain down from the sky, when I sent my angels, to open the way for you amidst your enemies so as to lead you into the land I had promised to the first saints on earth. I am always that powerful and merciful God. I am doubly such, now that I am not only the Creator Father, but the Savior Son, now that the third person has generated the miracle of the incarnation of a God, to make him the expiatory victim for all mankind. I await you so as to be able to say peace to the earth, and say to heaven, open yourself to receive the living. The time is fulfilled. Come. My heart is not different, now that I am in heaven, from the heart I had on Golgotha, when I prayed for your fathers and forgave Dismas. Jesus says to me, I have dictated this passage today, when you can write it, instead of tomorrow when you will not be able to do so. Introduce tomorrow's date. The collection of the dictations should be as regular as the movement of a pendulum. One day the reason why I am ordering it to be done this way will be better understood. Now rest on my heart.